Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The center fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Delaney. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Art Delaney. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Delaney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Kyler reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Delaney fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. Richborg moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Hartnett steals second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck bunts towards the mound. Delaney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to third. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delaney fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Delaney. Hartnett scores. Beck moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Foster Edwards now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. English steals second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. McGuire reaches second base with a double. English scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Wilson reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Fitzberger pinch hits for Foster Edwards. Charlie Fitzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Clarkson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. English moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Kyler reaches second base with a double. English scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Beck. Bell moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. English strikes out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Farrell. Malone scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 10-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Kyler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau pinch hits for Bill Clarkson. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richborg moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Richborg moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doc Gautreau now playing shortstop. Kent Greenfield now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Greenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Greenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenfield bunts towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Gautreaux takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Gautreaux moves to second. It's 11 to 1, Cubs. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a pop-up towards short. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenfield fires to first and picks off McGuire. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Greenfield covering, for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 13-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 14-1, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer pinch hits for Kent Greenfield. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gautreau hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Boggs now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. English is hit by the pitch. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. English moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Bell applying the tag. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kyler moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Kyler moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler scores. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Brown throws the ball into Taylor who tags Wilson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stevenson moves to second. It's 15-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on English. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Mueller scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 15-3, Cubs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Hornsby scores. It's 15-4, Cubs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith pinch hits for Ray Boggs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 15-5, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.